Welcome to the Midlife Chaos Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Michelle, a certified life and relationship coach, and I am so excited that you are here. The Midlife Chaos is for all of us facing midlife and wondering, how the heck did I get here? And where the flip am I going? Here we will talk about all the things that chaos brings. No topic is off the table, so join me on this adventure as we navigate the midlife chaos. Hello, hello, my friends. Did you have a very Merry Christmas? We had the most beautiful weekend. All my kids have been home and we have played games and watched movies and snuggled and wrestled and played all the games, and we are just enjoying each other and we've had such a great time. And now I am basking in the afterglow of Christmas and kind of beginning to wonder what day it is and have I had a meal in the last couple days. So I love this week. We usually call it dead week around here because of just that. We all just kind of are dead of all the hype and festivities and now just recovering from it all. So I apologize for not getting this episode out on Tuesday, which I typically like to do. But I did want to get an episode this week. My kids were saying, just take the week off. It's no big deal. No one's going to listen anyways. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's. But I did want to just kind of chat about the new year. So 2023, my motto was working on me in 23. And I have done some incredible things this year. Things completely out of my comfort zone, things that I was looking forward to, things I had been planning on, some things that kind of fell in my lap last minute. And no matter what the lows were this year, I had incredible highs, and it just was an all-around fantastic year. And so I am looking forward to doing more in 24. And I've got big plans on the horizon and some little plans that I'm looking forward to as well. So I think every year we kind of think about resolutions and what next year is going to look like and our regrets from the previous year. And I just want to celebrate all the wins. You know, we're going to have losses along the way, and I think we got to take those wins as they come. So if you made it just to the end of the year scraping by, good for you, because that is hard work too. So we're going to celebrate that as a win. But if you were able to accomplish some of those things that you didn't think you could actually do, or maybe you were putting things all the way to the very last minute to hit some of those goals, that's awesome. And you totally deserve a big congratulations. So for next year, I think one of my personal big hangups is if I don't wake up on the 1st of January feeling like I know exactly what I want this year to look like, I know exactly what the resolutions I want and put together the vision board and all those things, then I already feel like I'm kind of starting out slow. I kind of feel like that, well, I've already, you know, I'm on day 3 or 4 of the year, and so I'm ready to just throw in the towel already. And I think, wow, what a waste. 365 days, and I'm going to throw a tantrum over just a couple days. So this year, I am really trying to get my act together. Yes, while I'm being incredibly lazy this week, but I do have some ideas for some goals I want to set and that kind of thing. And so I'm kind of just using this week to gear up for the new year, to get those calendars either purchased or printed off, whatever it is that you like to use. I like to color code my things. Each of my kids has a color. JR and I have a color. The family as a whole, if it's a family thing, has its own color. Church things have a color. People's birthdays have a color on my calendar. So when I look at the calendar, I can see quickly who's doing what, who's going where. Not that I am super organized, but that is one thing that I do really well is January 1st, I can get my calendar organized. Now, whether I stick to that calendar or have to make all kinds of changes later, that's a whole different story. But at least I get started out on the right foot. So I'm super excited for that because office supplies is one of my favorite things. I don't know if you know that about me. So I also want to spend this week really thinking about what's important to me for the new year and what things I can look forward to either do, maybe some habits I need to break, maybe some new talents I want to work on, maybe just set some personal things that I know I need to personally work on, and then make some goals with my kids or with my family and just kind of get excited for the new year and kind of make a game plan. So I'm using this week, this dead week, to get ready with all that. Now, I also want to mention that these goals don't have to be big life-changing goals. And I will talk about that next week when we're talking about goal setting and that kind of thing. But so one of my goals, or two of them actually, for next year is I want to play my ukulele more. And I want to get my guitar put together. Like, I think it needs to be ring strung and just kind of cleaned up and that kind of thing. Two pretty easy goals, but the ukulele one, I really have to make it a priority and set time aside. And maybe I should set a goal to maybe perform a song or something at some point. So then it really kind of keeps me motivated to play it more often. And then the guitar, Colton got a bass guitar this year. So I think it'd be really cool if he and I played a little ditty together by the end of the year, just getting my guitar restrung and all that. Taylor last year had set a goal to try new foods. And so even like all the way up until like Christmas dinner, she's eating and she always says, you know, if she's trying something that she had not had before, she always goes, oh, try new foods. So that was kind of a reminder for her throughout the year. I didn't realize how picky my kids were eaters. We just make what everyone likes to eat. But I mean, besides Jaden, we know he is the world's pickiest eater. But Taylor traveling in Europe, I think that was one of the more difficult things for her is the food. And so having set that goal earlier for the whole year, that was super helpful for her to just, you know, go out of her comfort zone and try things different every day. One of her goals for the new year is to learn how to use chopsticks. So like I said, they don't have to be huge, life-changing, going to get healthy and lose all this weight. And, you know, it can just be little things that maybe has been nagging at you or that you've thought about like, hey, that'd be cool to learn or do. And set that as one of your goals. Okay, something else I'm doing during this dead week is I'm finishing up. I had a few books I really wanted to read this year, and I came across some other books that kind of made it to my book list, and I've purchased quite a few books. Not all of them have been read, but I did have a handful that I was like, okay, for sure, I wanted to get these done. So I've got one last book that I'm going to finish this week. So I'm kind of excited about that, mainly because it's fun to have a goal that's set, and I'm seeing it through to the very end. So I'm looking forward to that last book. I actually did start listening to a new book today. So I'm really trying hard to not want to just keep listening to that one while I finish up reading my last book for 2023. So do you have goals that you're still working on for this year? Did you set something that you maybe haven't even thought about for the last few months and you're like, oh yeah, I did say I was going to do that. Hey, you still have a few days left. There's no shame in squeaking them out here in the last minute. And there is no shame in saying, you know what, that would be better served for me if I do that next year and make that a priority for next year. Okay, so gearing up for the new year and kind of getting things ready for one of my goals next year, I want to be more minimalistic. I want to get rid of my clutter. I want to downsize, all kinds of things. And so gearing up for Christmas, we kind of have gone through cleaning out some of our cupboards and cleaning up, you know, just to make room for the holiday decor to come up. We kind of went through some shelves and that kind of thing and started making trips to our local thrift store. But also Taylor being home, she's been home for a couple weeks and we'll probably be here for about another week or so before her next adventure. So she's a little bit bored and she's trying to earn some money. So she is going through my cupboards. She went through my pantry, my kitchen cupboards. She's been through my bathroom. So we are really kind of clearing out the stuff that just kind of is there. I used to get like Ipsy bags or FabFitFun, you know, those monthly subscription boxes that give you little sample sizes of different products that I don't always use, or like they just kind of have been stacking up over the last, you know, couple years. So it's been fun kind of going through that stuff and clearing it out. It feels so good to get rid of this clutter. So even this week, I'm just kind of getting ready for those New Year's resolutions and I kind of getting the ball rolling, starting to get me excited on January 1st, thinking, okay, I'm already going. I've got this momentum. Let's keep it going. So let this be the encouragement you need to, okay, first of all, rest. Take the time you need for yourself this week. If you've got that time off of work, if you've got that time with your kids before they have to go back to their activities and school and that kind of chaos. But so A, rest, and B, get thinking about the new year. Let's make 2024 a year with purpose and intent, and just think about how you want that year to look, how you want it to serve you, what you can do to be your best self, and set some goals or just set some ideas of things that you want to either accomplish or do or become, and let's work on this together. Take this time to think what goals you want to set, how you can finish up 2023, and what you can do now to prepare for next year. I am so excited for what the new year is going to bring to me and my family and to this podcast and my coaching business. I've got lots of fun things coming up. I'm excited to go through all of that with you guys. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you guys have going on, what you have big plans for, and how I can help you through that. So happy new year. I'm looking forward to doing more in 24 and excited to do this journey with you. Thank you for listening to the Midlife Chaos. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. I sure would appreciate that. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new episode. If you want to see what else we are up to, check out my Instagram at the Midlife Chaos or join our Facebook group, Midlife Chaos VIPs.